A reading from the prophet Samuel. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Look, we are your bone and flesh. For some time while Saul was king over us, it was you who led out Israel and brought it in. The Lord said to you, 'It is you who shall be shepherd of my people Israel. You who shall be ruler over Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron. And King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned for 40 years. At Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And at Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. The king and his men marched to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, "You will not come in here. Even the blind and the lame will turn you back," thinking David cannot come in here. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, which is now the city of David. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. The word of the Lord. I'm in the middle of preaching. I was gone for the weekend and traveling, and now I have to get yet another preaching out, and I feel like there's just one thing after another, so much, and what of it matters? And then confronted with this reading, I realize I don't know. I don't know which of the things I'm doing really matters. And which of all the things I'm doing is worth the effort I put into it, and which was just wrong. This is the thing with this reading from Samuel. It seems to be all sweetness and light on the surface. All of the people of Israel came to tell David, "You are our king, have always been. What's the problem?" But of course, this only happens in 2 Samuel, after the last alternative heir to the throne is murdered. Beheaded. And David, now that he has a clear claim to the throne, is angry about this. He did not want this violence, and so he has the people who beheaded his rival killed. Their hands and feet cut off, exposed to the world. But yet, it leads to his being able to finally be king unopposed. Is that a good thing? In the broad sweep of history, we seem to think it is. God was on David's side. But I wonder if it was so obvious at the moment. Looking back, we tell the story a certain way and we can discern God's hand, but in the moment, so much confusion, so much violence. You see that even in this little piece. I wonder what it would look like if one were living in Jerusalem, if one were a Jebusite and David came marching in. Would one see the hand of the Lord in David's victory? Maybe not. Similarly, in our own lives, I think it gives us pause to have patience. Patience for things to work themselves out. Patience with the violence and the struggle in the world. These things take years, sometimes generations, to work out. And to be sure where God stands in all of this, well, time tells. And we believe that because we believe God is a God of history. But the God of history is a long, sweeping concept, and the God of right now certainly is there, making it happen, but is hard to discern. Patience, faith, hope, trust. That's what we need to get our way through this day, through the trials of this day.